Nonetheless, there are individuals who escape mental control, but they are under surveillance. Every uprising or act of resistance is considered deviant behavior or an act of terrorism. Freedom is reserved for those who defend the commercial interests. Henceforth, the real opposition to the dominant system is totally clandestine. For its retractors, repression is the consequence. The silence of the majority of slaves facing this repression is the result of a political and media campaign that denies the existence of this real conflict. As with all oppressed human beings throughout history, the modern slave needs mysticism and God to anesthetize the evil that torments him and the suffering that overwhelms him. But this new God to whom he gave his soul is naught but nothingness, a piece of paper, a number that, through his common consent, acquires artificial value. It is in the name of this God that people work, study, fight, and sell themselves. It is for this God that man forsakes his values and is prepared to do whatever. He believes that the more money he possesses, the more free he will be from all constraints, as though ownership and freedom went hand in hand. But freedom is the asceticism that comes from self-control. From the desire and will to act, to be, not to have. One must resolve to never serve or obey under any condition. To be free, it is necessary to break with habits that no one, it seems, dare challenge. Today's slave is convinced that there is no alternative to the existing world order. He has resigned himself to this life because he believes there is no other. Herein lies the force of the present domination. Maintain the illusion that this system, which has colonized the entire world, is the end of history. It has convinced the subjugated class that this ideology is mankind's true state of nature, and as such, his logical condition. To dream a different world has become a crime condemned in unison by the media and all the entities of power. When in reality, the criminal is he who contributes, consciously or not, to the dementia of the dominant social structure. There is no greater madness than that of the present system. In light of the world's devastation, the system needs to conquer the slave's conscience. At an early age, repression takes the form of dissuasion and is used to educate slaves. They must forget their servile condition, their prisons, and their miserable lives. The sight of hypnotized masses connected to the screens that accompany them in their daily lives is proof enough. They disguise their permanent dissatisfaction with the distorted image of a dream life made of money, glory, and adventure. But their dreams are as deplorable as their miserable life. There are images for everything and for everybody. Those images constitute the ideological message of modern society and serve as means of unification and propaganda. As mankind is stripped from his world and his life, these images multiply. Children are the first target of these images. They must be made stupid, bereft of any reflective and critical thinking. All this is done with the disconcerting complicity of their parents, who have surrendered to the modern communication apparatus. They themselves buy the commodities that enslave their offspring. They abdicate their role in their children's education and entrust it to a mediocre and stultifying system. There are images for all ages and for all social classes. Modern slaves mistake those images for culture and at times for art. The market relies on the basest impulses to sell any commodity. It is women, doubly enslaved in today's society, who pay dearest. In it, she is reduced to being a mere object of consumption. The image of uprising has also been divested of its subversive potential. The image is today the simplest and most effective form of communication. It creates role models. It stultifies the masses. It lies to them, and it breeds frustrations in them. The mercantile ideology is disseminated repeatedly through the use of the image. Its objective is always the same: to sell, be it ways of life or products, behaviors or commodities. No matter what, sell. These unfortunate slaves entertain themselves, but the entertainment serves only to distract them from the ills that plague them. Slaves have left their lives in the hands of others to do whatever they will and pretend to take pride in it. They affect satisfaction, but nobody believes it. Even before the cold reflection of the mirror, they fail to fool themselves. They pilfer their time watching idiots who make them laugh, sing, dream, or cry. The sports media becomes a channel through which slaves feel the success, failure, effort, and victory they no longer experience in the flesh. They live by proxy in front of the television set. While the emperors of ancient Rome lulled their people into submission with the promise of bread and games, today's acquiescence is procured through entertainment and the consumption of emptiness. The domination of consciousness is the result of the misuse of language by the social and economic ruling class. As the masters of all means of communication, the power elite disseminate the market ideology through the fixed, partial, and concocted meaning it gives to words. Words are invoked as neutral and their definition is evident. However, when controlled by power, words fix a very different meaning to the reality of life. It is primarily a language of resignation and impotence. It is the language of passive acceptance of things as they are and should remain. Words are the lackeys of the dominant system of life. Our use of the power's language condemns us to impotence. The resolution of the language issue is at the core of the struggle for the emancipation of humankind. It is not an additional form of domination, but the heart itself of the totalitarian mercantile system's project to enslave. It is by reappropriating language and thus communication among people that the possibility of radical change arises. In this way, the revolutionary and the poetic converge. In the collective effervescence, the spoken word is reinvented by a myriad of groups. Spontaneous creativity is within us all and is a force for unity. Despite his bonds, the modern slave is convinced of his citizenship. The illusion of choice and free determination is fueled by the ability to vote and freely elect those who will conduct his affairs. When it comes down to deciding the society we want to live in, is there really any fundamental difference between the Social Democrats and the populist right in France? Between Democrats and Republicans in the United States, between Labor and Conservatives in the United Kingdom, there is no opposition because the main political parties agree on one essential thing, the conservation of the present mercantile society. None of the political parties that enter into power question the commodities dogma. And those political parties, with media complicity, monopolize the airwaves. They squabble about trite matters, ensuring the status quo. They fight over who will hold the seats that the mercantile parliamentary offers. Those petty disputes are disseminated by the media as a distraction from the critical debate about the election of the society we want to live in. Appearance and triviality eclipse the confrontation of ideas. None of this resembles, not even from afar, a democracy. Real democracy is defined firstly by the mass participation of citizens in the governance of community affairs. It is direct and participative. The popular assembly and the permanent dialogue about the organization of a common life are democracy's most authentic expressions. Representative and parliamentarian forms of government usurp the name of democracy, limiting the power of citizens to the simple act of voting, that is, to nothing. Deciding between light gray and dark gray is not a real election. Parliamentarian seats are mainly occupied by the dominant economic class, be it the right or the pseudo-leftist social democrats. Power is not to be conquered, it is to be destroyed. It is tyrannical by nature, whether exercised by a king, a dictator, or an elected president. The only difference with a parliamentarian democracy is that the modern slave has the illusion of choosing the master he will obey. The vote has made him an accomplice to the tyranny that oppresses him. He is not a slave because masters exist. Masters exist because he elects to remain a slave. The dominant system is defined thus by the omnipresence of its mercantile ideology. It occupies every space and every sector of life. It calls us to produce, sell, consume, and accumulate. The dominant system has reduced all human interaction to dry mercantile relationships and considers our planet a mere commodity. Our duty is to be servile. The only recognized right is the right to private property. The only god it worships is money. The right to appear is monopolized by those in power. The stage is reserved for the men and speeches that uphold the dominant ideology. Critical thinking is drowned out in a sea of media that determine what is right and what is wrong, what can and cannot be seen. The omnipresence of ideology, the worship of money, the media's bias, the absence of democratic pluralism, the lack of a visible opposition, the will to transform mankind and all the world in its image, and repression in all its forms. Behold, the true face of modern totalitarianism. The majority calls it liberal democracy. It is time to call it what it truly is, a totalitarian mercantile system. Mankind, society, and the entire planet serve this ideology. The totalitarian mercantile system has achieved what no other totalitarian system could: hegemony over the world through its ideology. Today, exile is impossible.
horses are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces draw the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told ya. 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 And 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 now you do what they told ya. Those who die are justified. For wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen right. You're justified. Those that died for wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen right. Those who died are justified. For wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen right. You're justified. Those who died for wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen right. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told you. 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 Now you're under control. Now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. Now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Don't you die? I'm justified for wearing the badge. Yeah, you're chosen white. You're justified. Those that died for wearing the badge. Yeah, you're chosen white. Justified. Those that died for wearing the badge. Yeah, you're chosen white. Come on.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.